Hi, and welcome to the podcast, Aligned with Paige Schmidt, helping you to become the you you want to be and feel calm while becoming her. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm so happy to be here with you today. We just got home from Mexico last week. It felt so good to be home and just cozy and cuddled up with my family on our own couch and to kind of get back into some of our routine. And we really just spent the last week relaxing and staying at home, cooking at home, eating at home, and it all felt so good. We had such a nice time in Mexico with our friends. It was so good to see our friends from Reno and spend time with them and their kiddo and their parents and parents' friends. And we just love going down to this area of Baja that we go that is super secluded. We fly into Cabo and then drive like an hour and 15 outside of Cabo. And the roads that we take are all dirt roads. And it's way out on the coast, right on the beach, the house that we rent. And there's a pool and there's big sliding doors and windows around the house. And so we can wake up and watch the sunrise and pour cups of coffee and go sit out there in the sand. And that was my favorite part. I just so look forward to, at home or on vacation, waking up, pouring a cup of coffee, kind of starting the day, welcoming the morning, and there being in PJs with friends, chatting, waking Sayla up slowly. She's always so happy in the morning. That's one of my favorite times of day with her. And it was just so special. And then we'd spend our days just relaxing as much as you can relax with kids by the pool, making red beers with Pacifico. So we'd pour a little bit of Clamato in the Pacifico with lime and tajin, and it was so yummy. And play music and just hang out. We went to a couple different restaurants in town, which was super fun. Our friends who have parents that live there know people at the restaurants. And so it just feels like a very mellow, family-oriented place to go and hang out and vacation. And we absolutely loved it. We did come home a couple days early because little Miss Sayla caught her first fever. And we just wanted to be back where we knew, where we were comfortable and could take her to her pediatrician and make sure everything was okay since it was her first one and everything was okay. It was her first little virus and she could have caught that anywhere. So we came home and rested and really just spent this last week settled at home resting, and it felt so good to do that too. I heard from someone this weekend that taking a vacation with your kids is kind of just like taking care of them in a different place. I was like, wow, that is pretty true, actually. While we were there, my friend Shannon asked, she's like, hey, do you think you're having as much fun this year as you did last year? And I absolutely was, just in an entirely different way. Last year without kids, it was a lot of laying out and tanning and going places each day and doing a lot more for just us. And then this year it was a lot more about, you know, okay, let's make sure Sayla has her nap. And then once she's down, okay, now we can go and lay out and relax. And okay, she's up, so let's nurse her and maybe get her in a swim diaper, try the water, that kind of thing. So you're definitely more, well, I don't even know what to call it. You're more focused on taking care of another little human. So you still have a responsibility the whole time. And so in that way, it was different, but I loved it just as much, just in a different way. If not loving it just as much, I loved it more. I feel like I've been waiting years to get to have a little sidekick buddy to hang out with and care for, even when she is grumpy, even when she has a need and is crying, right? It's still like this little cuddle bug that I get to be with. So I absolutely loved it And it was so, so good to see our friends and be with our friends and get a whole week to do that. So today we are talking about what holds you back. And what I'm referring to here is what holds you back from moving forward into who you want to be. So if you didn't listen to episode 18, go back and listen to that. You can do it after this. You don't need to listen to them in order. But I talk about stepping into the future you. So I believe, and as an Enneagram 3, the achiever, I'm always looking for and loving, might I add, looking for growth and ways to grow, ways to really step into who I want to be, the next version of myself. I try and practice a lot of gratitude for where I am today, recognizing that I have not always been personally in this place. So there was a past version of me who really wanted to be where I am today, and the current version of me has a future self she also wants to become. So I'm someone who loves to be growing, and I lately am really trying to embrace and appreciate that about myself. I've definitely had thoughts like, why do I always need to be growing? What if I just stopped wanting to be growing and just was content with where I am? And what I realized is that it is fun for me to focus on growth. Most of the time, it is fun. Sometimes I can get into overthinking and think a little too deeply into things, and that can be its own way of holding me back, which we'll talk about today, overthinking. But when I can be light about it and I can remind myself to have fun in my personal growth, have fun in reaching my goals, I love growing. And I am the person who wants to see my friends growing because I love them and because I love growth. If they don't want to be growing, they can just tell me to be quiet. But I always try and see the best in them, hold up the best for them, see what else is possible for them, encourage them in that. I just believe as humans, we have so, so much potential. And if we could crowd out the stuff that holds us back, if we could all lighten our loads a bit and move forward freer, lighter, more energized into who we want to be, I just believe that each one of us, each one of you listening, has so much potential, some that you've already tapped into and some that you haven't yet tapped into. And if you want to grow, you can. That's one of the messages I want you to hear today. If you want to grow, you can. I remember when I was starting my coaching business, I read a book that really inspired me to look at where I was at, look at where I wanted to be, and make the decision to just not stop until I got to where I wanted to be. And that was such a freeing thought for me because I knew I have no idea how to do this, right? I have no idea how to start a coaching business. I have no idea how to run an online coaching business. Also, when I started my coaching business was 10 years ago, and nobody knew what a coach was. Now, when you say you're a coach, it seems like everybody knows what it is. But back then, I'd say, I'm a health coach. And everybody would say, what's that? Right? You help people lose weight? You help people eat healthy and lose weight? And then I'd have to go into explaining everything that I did. And to be honest, I didn't like telling people that I was a health coach when I first started because I knew I would have to stand there and try to explain what I was. And honestly, it was kind of hard for me to explain at first. I wanted to tell them a million and one things about what I did, and probably sometimes I just ended up confusing people. But at that time, I just decided, I was terrified. I was in nursing school. That that felt safe. I knew at the end of nursing school, I could become a nurse. That was known. I knew I would show up to work, let's say 3 days a week from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., whatever the schedule would have been. I knew what I would be doing. I would be helping people. I would end work. I would come home. I'd have set days off. I'd have a set paycheck. Everything felt very planned and secure. My mom was a nurse, so my brain already felt safe around the idea of becoming a nurse and the security I would have. And I had to let all of that go in order to sign up for this online coaching school, go through the program for a year, come out a trained coach, and then start my own business. I had no one in my life who did this. I followed no one who did this. I thought it sounded like a great idea because I was connecting with people through my blog and I really wanted a way to connect with those women one-on-one, help them hear their stories, help them move from where they were to where they wanted to be in their health journeys. I wanted them to know that it was possible for them to feel healthy, to feel great in their bodies, to have energy, and to do all of that without dieting, without rules, without having to go to the store and buy zero calorie dressing and zero calorie snacks. That was the trend of the time when I had started this journey. Zero calorie everything, low carb everything. And I wanted them to know that they could just cook food that was incredible and amazing and delicious, and they could appreciate food and they could have a calm relationship with it. They didn't have to be afraid of it. And I wasn't even 100% to this point yet. I had just started my own journey in this direction, but being in that place where I had just started my journey, I knew wholeheartedly how important it was to leave all those rules and restriction and step into this amazing, feel-good relationship with food and my body. And so I was so motivated, so inspired, so touched, so honored, so, I don't know if I said excited, but so excited to start this business where I could teach other women that they could have the very same thing. And I am still inspired by that today. I may not think about it as much as I did then because I was in the thick of it then, but as I'm talking about it now, I can still feel this energy surge through my body of if somebody wants that and they come to me for help saying, can you please help me get to that place? I would like to be more in a place closer to where you are. You seem like you enjoy your relationship with food. You seem like you enjoy your body. I really want that for myself. Can you help me get there? That just lights my soul on fire. And immediately when somebody lets me know that they want my help, I am 100% in. If they're 100% in wanting the help, I am 100% in showing them exactly the steps that I took to get to where I am so that they can start that journey on their own. It's amazing. As I said, I've been doing this for 10 years, and the whole time I've been in growth, and there've been many points in my journey where I've wondered, okay, like, is this it? Is this like the, you know, ceiling of improving my relationship with food? Am I there? And I'm never there. I'm never fully finished. What I learn is another couple years will go by and I'll look back and say, wow, so much more growth took place in the last couple of years than I even knew would be possible. I didn't even know I had that work to do. And so I know for the rest of my life, I will be evolving in new ways in my relationship with food, money, my body, in my marriage as a mom. Oh my gosh. Life is always giving us the option to evolve. And I love that. And I want to always be evolving, always be growing, not because where I am isn't good. I want to appreciate, and sometimes I'm not great at this, but I want to be really good at appreciating where I am right now today. The best thing that I do for myself that helps me to do that is journal. And I know journaling's not for everyone. And let me be honest, some days it feels like journaling's not for me as well. I have thoughts like, I don't need to journal today. And I don't. But when I do sit down to journal and I let the focus of my journal entry be gratitude, let me just sit here for a moment and write down, God, I am so grateful for. I'm so grateful that I have. I'm so grateful that I'm able to be this version of myself and explain that, write it out in my journal, highlight, acknowledge the version of myself that I am today. I'm so grateful that you allow me to be Selah's mom, to have this business. I'm so grateful for X, Y, and Z. There is nothing to me that feels better and more releasing and freeing than just sitting down and doing that, acknowledging what is currently well, where I've already grown, before I think about how I want to grow more. But then I get to also think about how I want to grow more. And like I said, if we let that be fun and lighthearted, which I'm going to keep saying, I'm not always great at. I am definitely not always great at letting that be lighthearted. Sometimes I get impatient with my own growth and I just want to be where I want to be next already. But I realize when I'm in that place, I'm focused on I'm going to call it masculine energy, which I've been learning more about just recently. I have just literally taken a needle and scratched the surface of this topic. So I am in no way qualified to teach you on this, but I'll talk for just a second about what I've learned that has been helpful for me. Masculine energy is focusing on results. Focusing on, I want to get to that next place. I want to time block in my calendar and get things planned out. I want to check off today that I need to post on Instagram. I want to cook dinner so that there's dinner out on the table. I want to wear this dress because then I'll be able to show up to everyone else in the world today wearing a dress. I'll be able to look this way. Versus feminine energy, I have been learning, is more about embracing and being in and feeling into the process. So when you're cooking, you're not just cooking to produce the result of the meal. You're enjoying cooking. You're smelling the flavors. You're noticing things as you chop them up. When you're getting ready for the day, you're appreciating the process of getting ready. Or you're wearing a dress because you love the way the dress feels on you. You love the way it makes you feel through the day. And so you're more enjoying the process versus just trying to get to the result. So I am trying to do my best. I can definitely live in masculine energy, even in all the stuff that I teach about being calm, helping you become the you you want to be, feel calm as you become her. That's all very feminine energy. But even in that, I can tend to gravitate toward the masculine energy because, again, Enneagram 3, achiever, love to accomplish things, love to move forward, love to check things off, love to cross things off a list, love to look back and see that what I got done. But I'm really trying to focus on enjoying the process because it's so much more fun. It's so much more fun. If we can start each day with the intention of, I want to do what I'm doing today to have fun, even if it's going to work, even if your job isn't naturally something that seems fun to you, I'm sure we can look for little moments to have fun, to make someone laugh, to lighten something up, right? So again, in episode 18, I talked about stepping into the future version of you and a little bit about how you can start that process. But what we also need to look at is what is holding me back today in this moment from stepping into the future me, looking at why we are staying stuck or feeling stuck in where we are right now. One piece of this puzzle is I think we're just really comfortable with where we are now. Even if we're uncomfortable, even if we don't want to be here, we're comfortable in where we are now in the sense that we're already doing it. We're living it. We know it's safe. We're not going to die, right? where I am today. If I just stay here, I might not love it. It might not excite me each day. I might feel kind of underwhelmed in some ways, even if I also feel overwhelmed at the same time. It is possible to feel underwhelmed and overwhelmed at the same time. It still can be comfortable because I'm already doing it. I already know how to do it. One of my friends said to me this week, I could do that job with my eyes closed, right? I could do that job blindfolded. When we're called to do a new job, something that is entirely new that we're just learning, calls us to take actions maybe we haven't taken before, calls us to learn new techniques, things like that. It's all new. We can't do it blindfolded. It challenges us each day. That's what growth feels like. And it's not familiar, so it's harder. But what I want to offer you is that hard is okay, and you can do hard things. And if you can remind yourself of that, you can do hard things, you will be a little bit more willing to embrace that growth. And if you can also remember, there was an episode on burnout. I can't remember exactly what episode number it was, but it's just on burnout on my podcast. I talked about how burnout doesn't come from taking action. Burnout comes from taking action from negative emotion. So what that does is it really empowers us to remind us, hey, this growth is going to be hard. It's going to challenge you. But if you can go through your process of growth from positive emotion while still expecting some negative emotion, and that's okay, you'll feel so much more energized as you go through it. So for example, if you can start your day with a journal entry on gratitude that puts you in a great headspace, and then you dive right into your challenge next, stepping more into the you want to become, you will feel more energized by that versus more burnt out by it, because it does require more energy to grow and be growing. Also, give yourself time to not be growing. Give yourself time at the end of the day to have nothing on your calendar if you can. Take everything off your calendar, turn on a movie with your family, put your phone away, get in your PJs, just be and relax. And then the next day, know the time that you'll be working toward your growth. The other part of the equation, which I'm going to be talking more about in a workshop on June 28th, is excess. I really want to explore this idea of excess more with all of you, and we'll be doing that in the free workshop. So I'll put the link to sign up for this free workshop in the show notes. You can also hop over to my Instagram at Paige Schmidt and click the link that's in my bio. It will take you to a links page where I link to everything important that I talk about on Instagram. And you'll see a button right there to sign up. It says excess, a workshop. And we're going to be looking at how excess holds us back. So what I mean by excess is mental excess, emotional excess, physical excess, whether that's too much in our space, whether it's extra weight on our bodies that is not our natural, most optimal weight, whether it is just weight, extra weight in life, right? Things like overeating, overspending, overdrinking, overthinking, overcommitting, overworking, right? Think of when you overeat. You eat a ton. You leave the restaurant feeling so full, you can't wait to get home and unbutton your pants, put on your coziest PJs, and just go to bed or just lay down. But you feel really heavy in the sense that you feel so full. Or think of when you have overdrank and you wake up the next day with that hangover, right? Not feeling great. Your brain feels heavy with a headache. Your body feels tired. It feels zapped of energy, right? Think of overspending. you hop online to look at a couple things, you find a dress that you like, you love that dress, then your brain goes into overthinking about how maybe you need to just redo your whole wardrobe and you should wear way more clothes that look like this and your current clothes aren't good enough. So let's add a whole bunch to our cart and order it. And actually, we need some earrings to go with that. And you don't really have shoes that match that stuff. So let's order some shoes. What about a new purse, right? Okay, now I need new makeup. Now I need to book an appointment and get my hair redone, right? Our brains can go into overdrive. They can go into that all or nothing thinking and just literally get so consumed in what we are doing. Whether we're eating, we are spending money, we are drinking, we are thinking, we can get so swept up and consumed. So I want you to think about a moment that you're just entirely consumed in something. And I want you to ask yourself, is it easy for me to move forward when I am so consumed? And let's say you have a habit of overspending, for example. You get repeatedly swept up in overspending. Overspending means spending more than you have. So let's say you make a plan to create a budget, you're going to get yourself out of debt, but then all of a sudden you realize I need a new computer. And so you overspend, you spend more than you have on a new computer. Then you get that new computer. A couple weeks later, you think of something else that you need. I need a new wardrobe. I need new clothes. I need to look the part for this new job that I'm doing. So then you put in a big online order of new clothes. Then you go to Target. And while you're in Target, you find all these little things that you need, right? That are going to get you closer to who you want to be, right? They're going to make you happier. They're going to make you more fulfilled. Our brains go into all this thinking about how spending money, getting that extra coffee, going out to dinner, saying yes to all these things that cost a lot of money. And we just stay in this mode where we're convinced that that is going to make us happier, when what would really help us and really make us happier and give us the space to move forward is to slow down that spending, to increase our income, pay off some of that debt, have less weight that we're carrying behind us that we have to pay back, and be able to move forward, right? So we're going to talk about this in the excess workshop. We're going to look at where is the excess in my life? Why do I keep getting into this place of excess? How is it holding me back? And how do I start to move forward? How can I stay focused on what I want so I can release the excess? If I truly feel like my body is not at her natural weight, I truly feel like I'm carrying an extra heaviness around, excess heaviness of the physical weight of my body. How do I let go of that without going to that place of dieting? That place of dieting is kind of traumatic for me. I remember how hard it was to count those calories and to do all those workout classes and to be thinking about it so much. And it's kind of traumatic to where when I think about it, I'm so afraid of going back to that place. I want it to be so far away from me because I so badly don't want to have rules anymore that now I don't really know what to do. I want to feel my best. I want to feel energized. I want to let go of any excess weight that I'm holding on to, but I don't want to have to restrict and feel deprived to do it. So what do I do? We'll be talking about that kind of stuff in the workshop. So if you're curious about it, if you want to be made more curious about it, I will do that for you. I will help you open up your curiosity. I will help you to see where any of this excess is happening in your life, how it's holding you back, and how you can start to move forward. So please come join me. I'd love to talk more with you about excess, this thing that holds us back, because I want you to be able to offload that excess. Whether you're offloading commitments, you're offloading overworking, you're creating boundaries, you are really learning how to step out of overthinking when you find yourself in overthinking. You're able to step out of overdrinking, out of overspending, out of overeating. We're going to identify the most important areas for you that are holding you back and help you step out of that excess so you can be lighter and move forward, so you can truly step into that version of you that you want to become. You can truly embrace everything we talked about in episode 18. But first, we need to let go of what's holding us back, and that thing is oftentimes excess. So the last thing I want to say as I wrap this up is I want you to think of a living room and you're redoing your living room. I want you to imagine that you buy a brand new couch and the place you buy it at has free delivery. They're going to bring it to your home. They're going to do everything for you. They're going to bring it inside, set it up, align your rug under the couch, all of these things. When they leave, your living room will be perfectly set up. You just get to do your throw pillows and all the extra little things that you're going to do after they deliver your couch. Would you ever go and buy a couch, set up the free delivery, they're going to come and set everything up for you, but not take your couch out or have them take your old couch out first? Imagine the delivery day they come in and they just bring in your new couch with your old one still there, and they set it up with your old one still there. It's going to be so crowded. It's not going to look nice. It's not going to make you feel good. Now you're going to have this huge looming task that you need to get this old couch out of your living room. You're not going to be able to enjoy your new living room. You're not going to be able to finish decorating. You're not going to be able to finalize your vision. It is the same thing in our lives when we hold on to excess. We can get something new. We can reach a new goal. We can be feeding ourselves some nourishing food. We can start pieces of a new routine that we like. But if we haven't gotten rid of the old, if we haven't moved that old furniture out, it's still going to be there and it's going to feel like too much. And it's not going to be as enjoyable as it could be as if you had moved that old furniture out. It's going to feel cluttered. You're not going to get the same joy from the result that you'd be able to get if you let go of the excess first. So that is why we are talking about excess and letting it go. So make sure you go to the link in my Instagram profile or the link in the show notes and you sign up for this workshop. Come live so that you can participate in the chat box. You can really get your wheels turning with me. I want to do a little bit of coaching on this call in this workshop. Come live. If you can't come live, there will be a limited time replay available. So make sure you sign up anyways. And if you want to do this with friends, if you have friends who have talked to you ever about overeating, overspending, having too much clutter in their lives, overdrinking, overthinking, overcommitting, overworking, anything where they might have excess in their lives. If you have a friend who wants to move in to this future version of her, she wants to feel better, she wants to do better, be better, all those things, but you recognize that excess might be holding her back, please share the workshop with her and invite her. I would love to use this workshop to connect with new women, build this community. And so having you share it helps me so much to be able to do that. So sign up, share it with a few people you know, have them sign up, and I can't wait to see you there. I hope this episode was so helpful. So inspiring. I hope it got your wheels turning. I hope you jotted down a few things of your initial thoughts on excess. And again, I hope you'll come and join me in the workshop to take all of this to the next level. Have a great week. Who is your coach? If you don't have one, I'd love to be yours. If you're ready to take what you're learning on this podcast to the next level and apply it to your life, come check out Aligned Coaching. Coaching with me, where we will address challenges, work toward your goals, and you will have a safe space to grow into the you you want to be. We have group coaching calls, written coaching, where you can submit a question anytime, and Zoom hangouts to connect with other women in the community. We also have hours of courses and content that I've created just for you. Come join us at paigeschmidt.com/coaching.